Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and you're listening to the Cigar Tipsters Podcast. And thank God it's you listening, because I tried to listen. I heard about 2 seconds, and they totally sucked. I hope you're not listening for more than 2 seconds, because did I mention they totally suck?
This is the Cigar Tipsters Podcast.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, just another day in paradise.
That's such a white thing to say.
I know it is. My white.
It's a very white thing to say. When asked, somebody asks you at work, how's it going? Do you say, oh, it's going, or just living the dream? Which white thing do you say?
Actually, just another day in paradise is my usual go-to.
That is your usual go-to white thing?
Yeah, I've never really said either of the other two. Okay. But they're all corny as hell.
Yeah, it's a very Caucasian thing we do. It's a very Honda Odyssey, Chick-fil-A drive-through kind of thing.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A, my God. These people around here, they will literally line around the entire fucking drive-thru and out into the street for some Chick-fil-A. It's just fucking fried chicken.
There is no Chick-fil-A. There's one in Maine, and it's 3 hours north of Portland. That's it.
Oh, good. You don't have to deal with their Chick-fil-A bullshit.
I went to... You know, it's weird because the state is like 90-something percent white. It's very white. Not just with the snow, but like... If you go to the mall, you get snow blind. Like, it's just a sea of white people. And when I went to visit my cousin in Florida, we went to Chick-fil-A for lunch, and I stocked up.
Did you mail yourself a package of Chick-fil-A to take back to Canada?
Compared to the... Well, they have Popeye's chicken up here, and it's a kind of greasy.
They have what?
Popeye's chicken.
Oh, Popeye's is okay.
It's okay. It's a little greasier, that's all.
True.
A little more.
Hang tight for a second. All right.
Here we go.
Switched over to my iPad hotspot because the house Wi-Fi here is notoriously shit.
That doesn't make sense. We live in an age, and you live in an area where internet should be readily accessible.
Yes, it should, but Google Fiber is only available in like 4 fucking apartment complexes in this entire goddamn town, and we're sitting over here stuck with AT&T, and they suck.
It's very expensive.
And I don't say that just because. Yeah, I don't say that just because I work for Verizon. I say that just because AT&T sucks. Like, it's 68 degrees outside, and AT&T sucks.
What, you work for Verizon, but you have AT&T?
Verizon doesn't do in-home Wi-Fi down here.
Oh, at all. They don't have a... You can't do like one of those hot spot hub things that doesn't work like that?
It's there's no such thing as unlimited hotspot, so...
Oh, that's true. It does throttle you. If you try to use it to stream Netflix, I guess it would bleed through it.
And I mean, really, porn takes up a lot of data, so...
It takes up a lot of... I'm telling you, you get that high resolution, yeah.
Because You don't want pixelation. That's just
wasting
everybody's fucking time.
Otherwise, I would just get old VHS tapes and watch like The Blur. Remember the Blur? just look between. Anyway,
have to adjust the tracking.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is the Cigar Tipsters Podcast. I am Mark, alongside Ben. It is January 3rd, 2020. So happy New Year to all the folks out there. Although it's been 3 days and everything seems to be going to hell pretty quickly.
Everybody's getting sobered up by now.
Yeah, to a point.
I think to a point, maybe.
And you know, it's just every day you wake up and you're like, "What fucking mess, crazy thing am I going to hear today?"
It was just me. I was always. It's a picture of two different facial reactions, like. It's the third day of January, and we're already starting World War III. Then the eyes get bug-eyed. Like, it's been 3 days.
Yeah,
it's already starting off this way.
It'll probably be, like, January 4th or 5th when this drops, but January 3rd has been the day of, like, World War III memes.
We can't go 72 hours in this country without some sort of fucking war. We have to be at war all the time.
Nor can we go 72 hours without some sort of new meme taking over the world.
First, it was Yoda, man. Yeah,
don't you dare hate on Baby Yoda.
I love Baby Yoda. I'm just saying he's everywhere.
He's so fucking cute.
He's adorable. I want that in my life. But
like, Disney really missed the boat by not having like actual size Baby Yoda dolls like ready to go as soon as that show came out.
If they had done it the way they did the original Yoda, like I would have wanted to have that sort of animatronic Baby Yoda. Like, I think that would be the best throwback. Like, that's just how he is.
Yeah. And I am like one of 11 people who have not seen the new Star Wars movie.
I haven't seen
him.
I haven't seen the last, how many, three, four, those out?
So basically the entire Disney era you've decided to
skip. I haven't seen any of it.
So without Hayden Christensen, I just can't enjoy it. He was the reason why I fell in love with Star Wars.
Well, he is a lovely human being. I mean, let's admit it.
Yeah, he didn't look like a little bitch on screen in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all. I mean, just looked like Thor or James Dean or whatever the hell the children like these days.
You know what I'm thinking? Like, remember when he's standing at the edge and there's the river of lava behind him and he's like, you know, you're one of us, and they start arguing with Obi-Wan. I just wanted to see, like, a big wrestler, like the Big Show, to just pick him up and throw him into the fire. Awesome in there. Like, thank you very much.
Just like a 400-pound linebacker just come out of nowhere, tackle him straight in.
Ray Lewis. Straight up.
And then you just have like that Terminator scene where his like skin is melting off.
This thumb's going down. Except it's the middle finger. Just flipping everybody off. But anyway.
So the last time we were in Atlanta, that was probably a month ago. We had somebody come over for dinner, and we were sitting outside after smoking a cigar, and he's like, so what's the worst cigar you've ever had? And I was like, that's a good question. Like, I had to think about it for a while. So
yeah, it's not something you have on the forefront. You always remember the good cigars, and you try to forget the bad ones. Like, I don't want to remember that. But yeah,
I see now, what you mean. Ironically, this particular person is a Gurkha fan, so I'm not real sure.
Your Honor, the witness is not credible.
Yeah, contempt of court or something. I don't know.
But whatever.
It's obstruction fine. Of Congress, whatever the fuck.
He's badgering the witness. It's his witness. Anyway, yeah, so what's your story?
So I put a little thought into it, and there was... This would have been probably 2 years ago, but there was I don't even remember what the name of it was, but it was made by CAO, and it was a Halloween-themed cigar with a pumpkin band, but it was also pumpkin spice flavored.
Ooh, that already sounds bad. That's Caucasian number two thing for you, my friend.
Yeah, that's basic white bitch stuff right there.
Yeah, Han Solo boots.
Jesus. But myself and Marley, Alan's wife, had one, and neither one of us finished it. It was
awful.
Putrid.
It was an abomination.
I would have rather someone twisted my balls in a vice than be forced to finish that cigar.
That cigar should not have that kind of power over you. You are stronger than that, I think.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a pussy, but whatever.
Whatever.
We're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about cigars.
Talking about cigars. That's right.
Asshole. So, yeah, that one was putrid. There was another one. I don't remember the name of the company, but the name of the cigar is called the Chupacabra. And the salesman for this used to come in Kirk shop all the time, incessantly, because he was like trying to get me to put the cigar in there. And I happened to be in there one night, and he's like, here, have one of these. And I'm like, it tasted like a Chupacabra's ass.
Oh, wow.
I'm not 100% sure I know what that tastes like, but
I'm not judging.
Make assumptions. And actually, I have a third one. I was in the shop that Alan ran for a while, and we were sitting there doing a little event, and the Battleground Cigars guy, salesman, came in, and he passed out one. And we were all being very delicate with these cigars. We were babying them, I would say, just a rare puff here and there. And then the salesman leaves, and we all immediately put them in the ashtray and dump them because they sucked.
That's sad.
They sucked harder than Kirk's mom.
Wow. Well, it's a shame because she might be one of our fans.
I'm sorry, Kirk's mom.
No, there's no chance in hell of her being one of our fans. I don't think she has any reason to listen to our show. If she does, we do apologize. But seriously, you're probably not. So.
No, I'll take the whole thing back. Back it up. It sucks harder than Ken Ball's mom.
Now, that's true because that would have had to have happened, and that bothers me.
Yeah, there's a lot about that situation.
His existence bothers me. It makes me angry. Because he got television that he damn well shouldn't have gotten.
He didn't deserve it.
He got all the other shit. You didn't need the television. You didn't need it. You could have forfeited and taken the other ashtrays and cigars and cutters and everything else.
But I mean, he spent like $8,000 on his grandmother's credit card to get a $200 TV.
Well, no, at the time it was probably around an $800 TV.
Either way, he didn't deserve
it. Either way, he didn't deserve it. No. Well, he did not get the Star Wars humidor.
So. No, that is safely tucked away.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's there. You have it somewhere.
Yes, somewhere. So, what's your worst cigar ever?
The one that comes to mind right up front, I think I've actually mentioned a blog about this, but it was I think last winter. Yes, it was last year. And I was walking the dog at the dog park, of course, and it was a Trinidad Maduro. It might have been, I think it was a Toro size. I'm pretty sure it was bigger than Robusto. I think it was Toro. And I know, like, you know, when you're outside, sometimes it burns a little wonky, whatever, but it was not a cheap smoke. I think it was about $12, $11 or $12 from where the shop I got it from. And it wouldn't burn. The flavor was, it was like metal shavings. It was awful. I got down to maybe a third. And I'm pretty sure if I got down to half, it was a lot. Just because I was like, well, I paid for the damn thing. You know, it's that, well, I paid money for it, so I'm just going to grind through it. But you know it's bad. You're just trying to justify the money you spent. It happens.
Oh, yeah, because, if it's like $10, it's hard to, like, just throw that away.
It is.
God forbid it'd be more.
You know, I mean, not in the habit of just buying expensive cigars and just throwing them. So, but that was one of the few where I justified laying it down. I just couldn't do it. It just wasn't good.
And honorable mention to the Drew Estate KFC, which is like licking a used barbecue grill.
You know, that could have been the inspiration, but there is a huge cult following for that sort of stuff.
And God bless you if you love it. More power to you, but it's high on my list of terrible.
I recently tried that. A friend of mine, when I was living in Sebas, was that you? Did you send me one of the KFCs?
Jesus, no, I wouldn't do that to you.
Okay.
I am, no, somebody... I am not that kind of friend.
I care about you, man. I wouldn't do that. I think somebody gifted it to me. I don't remember exactly. But it was like the flying pig size, you know, like the double, not perfecto sort of size, but you know, the short, chubby looking one.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Flying pig looking thing.
Tastes anyway, like a flying pig too.
It kind of, and it does have that kind of used barbecue grill spice to it. But I'll put it this way. I didn't hate it. I wouldn't smoke it regularly, but the spiciness kind of kept me like, I like spicy foods and spicy things. So to me, it wasn't as bad. I did smoke it down, but it's one of those like, it's like a novelty thing. Like I tried the Sweet Mary Jane, the one by, well, it's Drew Estate, but the name of the brand, but like the Sweet Mary Jane, it's kind of like looks like a cone, so it's like a flat foot, and then it just tapers all the way to the top. That cigar, if you can imagine, you know Olive Garden.
Yes.
You're white, because you're white. So if you know those Andes mints that they give you, well, they're, that style of Andes mints is exclusive to Olive Garden. You can't buy that same style at the supermarket.
That's white privilege for you.
That's white privilege. You've got to be at the Olive. Anyway, if you took those Andes mints and melted them down, that's what it was smoking like. It was that kind of minty sweetness. And it was ironic because where I smoked it, there was mint growing in the front yard. So I could smell mint in the yard. And then smoking that cigar was, it was kind of weird. But it was good. It was because, you know, it's one of those infused flavored ones. It was worth trying. That Trinidad, however, was shit.
Speaking of infused flavored, I got, well, let me rephrase that. Senior got cigars and he sent them to my house because it's easier for him to.
No, they're yours.
Basically, yes. But anyway, one of the many selections was Java by Rocky Patel, which I have not had in a long time. But I
do like a good Java.
I kind of forgot how much I do like them. They are pretty damn good. You know,
I like them better than the Drew Estate ones. The infused by Rocky, I think, is better than the Drew Estate ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, you've got the Drew Estate Tobacco Special, which those I'm okay with. The Nub Cafe, I don't really like those. They're a little
over. Well, there's Nub by Oliva, and so is there two different Nub brands? There's Nub by Oliva and then a different Nub?
Well, there's Nub by Oliva. Well, it's all by Oliva, but they came out with one called Nub Cafe. Which has
Nub Espresso and Nub something else.
Yeah, they're a little overflavored in my opinion compared to the Rocky or the Drew offerings, but Tobacco Special, I'm cool with. I prefer the Java for the box press.
The shape is good, and it to me, it's just more harmless. Like for the flavor, I think you get just enough. The tobacco to me is kind of there, but the Java to me is just very like balanced with it. Like you taste the way I think it's supposed to.
Understand. The Tobacco Specials, most of those have a shaggy foot, which I'm not like. I'm not against it, but it's not my favorite thing in the world. So most of those have shaggy foot, which gets on my nerves.
Okay. Because they're trying to get you just the binder and filler.
Yeah.
And then catch up to the wrapper.
Yeah. And it's like fucking Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
You know what I like though? Because the reverse of that is the covered foot. And that's what, in fact, actually 1502 Enrique Sanchez, I think he patented the cigar lock, which is basically just the covered foot. Like the way he styles it, because that way you get a blast of the wrapper. And in my opinion, I think you get the wrapper complete, I think plays the biggest part in flavor. I mean, you got the binder and filler, of course, but the wrapper is where, like, you know, that there's a lot of flavor in that. And I would rather have the covered foot with a cigar lock involved than the shaggy foot if I had to.
Yeah. I'd take covered over shaggy any day, club foot over all of them.
I'll tell you this though, and I will, for the shaggy foot, I had one that to me worked, and you're not going to believe what it is. It's the Punch Egg Roll.
I thought you were honestly going to say the Gurkha Shaggy, but.
No. The Punch Egg Roll, when I tried it, it was really good, and it wasn't expensive. I was really impressed with how that performed. You got, give it a shot, and it's maybe like $6, but it's a shaggy foot, but it's not like loose. It's kind of packed together, so it keeps the same shape. It's not just flared out, but it's maybe for like a half inch or so, maybe 3/4 of an inch, and you do get that flavor shift because it burns really evenly, and so when it catches up to the wrapper, it's not like wonky. So I don't know, it performed well for me. I was impressed.
Interesting. I'll have to look for that one around here. I remember hearing about it, but it just never.
If I get a box online, because they're not that expensive, if I do end up getting a box, I'll send a few to you.
Sounds good. So we talked worst cigar. What about cigar stores? Any weird experiences you've had in the stores?
You know, there was one experience that comes to mind, and it wasn't based on the customer service of the store. It was actually, it was a particular experience that disappointed me. Is what it was. So I was at my old store in Knoxville, and there was a guy that kept coming in. His name was Mark. Maybe it was Mark. I don't remember. Anyway, so he was kind of a bigger guy. He's lived this full life. He grew up on a farm. And so anyway, he was just a favorite that he would show up and bring drinks. He always brought like bottles of tequila or vodka or stuff like that. So, you know, he was just kind of one of the guys. And, you know, we just became friends over a while. And then at some point, he got a medical problem. I think like in his hips. And so he was going through treatment and insurance bills were getting really, really expensive. And so he started sharing all this with me. And then one night I came in and I was asking where he was. And they said, oh, he's no longer welcome here anymore. And I said, to find out why not? Because he was caught stealing cigars from the humidor of the shop that I went to. And, you know, like I knew this person. I knew who these people were. And I was really, it bothered me that, I guess it's, you know, someone who I thought was one of our own, you know, I mean, we all go through a lot of shit, but we don't steal from the cigar shop. It's just kind of the, well, one, it's illegal, but two, you know, it's kind of a moral code that we have. We just don't, if somebody wants a cigar or even a box, there's enough people there with enough money that they will just buy it for you if you really want it. You don't have to steal. There's enough leverage in the community in that store that if there's something you really want, somebody may either already have it, because everybody's got lockers full of cigars, or they'll just give you some stuff. Like, you know, they if someone knows you're going through some financial troubles and you just really want to smoke, the one thing I like about the cigar community is that you can ask for help. There is a camaraderie involved. We're all kind of just getting along and getting together. And so I think that behavior was unnecessary. That was so sad. Like, you didn't have to do that. So I don't know. It was just a really big, that was one of the worst experiences, you know, that I've had.
Yeah. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. He's actually passed away now. He overdosed on the pain meds.
Yeah. Well, way to bring it straight to a halt there, buddy.
I was just telling you this because it's the truth. I know everybody would be like, oh, that poor man. Like, well, I mean, I didn't want him to die because he stole cigars. That's not the jump I'm trying to make here. I don't know. It was just disappointing and sad that for me to see, to experience that firsthand. You know, you might read about it in an article, you know, people steal cigars in like another city, but to experience it firsthand for people that you know, it was a little personal.
Yeah, true. My story is not nearly that depressing. I was just going to say
the cutter wasn't sharp.
That, well, my thing does deal with cutters, but it has nothing to do with sharpness. It has to do with people licking their fucking cigar and then using the fucking cutter, because that's disgusting, because your germs are now on the cutter that everybody else is going to use. So you are a disgusting piece of shit.
I tell you this, I swear to God, if I ever get my cigar lounge, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to teach classes for free on cigar lounge etiquette.
Yes.
Because, listen, you've been to those private lounges or whatever, and even though everybody's in there in their 40s and 50s, there is a large amount of disrespect that goes, I mean, they leave trash everywhere. They don't clean the dishes if they use them. They leave the fridge. You know, there's a lot of that happens.
Very true. A lot of fridge messes, bathroom messes, ash all over the place.
They get drunk and they get rambunctious and they're like children. It's like,
and they can't aim at the toilet correctly.
They cannot aim at the toilet.
Some of you have problems.
Yeah. And I swear to God, if I ever find out anyone who doesn't flush, I don't know what that's about, but I see it in different places in my life and I don't understand. It's how you just you don't flush. I think you should.
Yeah, because I mean, it takes, you know what, 2 seconds to push the plunger there. So I mean, it's just stupid. People are just assholes, let's just be real.
Yep.
You know, it just disgusts me. You want to know another thing that disgusts me?
Me.
Well, that is technically true, but that's not what I was going for.
Disgusting. Okay.
Hashtag technically true.
Technically true.
You know what doesn't disgust me? I'm going to segue here for a second. Our website, go to it, cigartipsters.com. Read the blogs, look at the fancy new pictures. It's a lot prettier than it used to be. So yeah, cigartipsters.com. We are also at Cigar Tipsters on all the major social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's even a Google Plus page, but I think that's dead now, so we'll forget about that. But back to what does disgust me. That was what we call a segue, children.
That's a segue. A sidebar.
That was almost like a Family Guy flashback. You know what doesn't disgust me? And then it just...
And then it goes... Like Dick Cheney when he was a Walmart greeter. Go fuck yourself. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Dick Cheney, how do you get away with shooting somebody in the fucking face? I know that's old, but really.
He did, and he was on private land that was fenced in.
Like, what did you think you were aiming at?
I tell you what, if you've never heard it, Lewis Black does this entire rant on Dick Cheney, and it's one of the funniest segments I've ever seen in comedy. Describes how Dick Cheney goes like quail hunting or whatever. For nothing else, just watch that clip. It's one of the funniest clips in comedy I've ever seen.
I love Lewis Black anyway. He's so, it's such an angry person.
He's an angry Jew.
He's right there in my wheelhouse. But what really does disgust me is this new smoking age. We've raised the federal fucking bar for the smoking age to 21, and it doesn't make a lick of fucking sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
It is bureaucratic bullshit.
I do want to... Let's open up the gates on this for a few moments, because... I want to credit, first off, the president signed that omnibus bill with crayon, and that shouldn't count to raise the federal age to 21, because he's 4 and he used probably finger paint to sign. Anyway, we'll get into that later. The raising the age to 21, the biggest argument that everybody counters with, old enough to hold a rifle and shoot someone, you should be old enough to have a cigar. And
I agree.
Because I think getting fear of blowing up as you're walking down a street, I think it is more of a concern than smoking a cigar. I think smoking a cigar is on like page 14. Like, it's just that compared to the damage or the danger the soldiers are in, cigars are the least of their concerns.
Yeah, we're going to tell you have to be 21 to smoke, but we're going to have fucking military recruiters in your high school when you're fucking 17 trying to get your parents to sign a goddamn waiver so you can go to apparently now Iran and fight for this country.
Yep. So I asked, because on Twitter, I asked Fred Rui, I said, what if they made the age of joining the military to 21. That way it would become fair that you have to be 21 to do either. In other words, it would at least be balanced again.
One way or the other.
Well, you have to be 21, because maybe raising it from 18 to 20, 21 is now the new adult age. It's fucked up. You shouldn't do that. But, okay. There would be some type of balance with it. Now, when I asked them that, Red mentioned, well, that would really hamper kids coming out of high school who are trying to pay for college. And if they have to wait till 21, that puts a gap in their education, or they'll have to pay for it themselves. So there's going to be a huge financial twist by raising the age to 21. I didn't think of that, but it's a good point. I was just throwing out the idea of like, well, what would happen? You know, just testing the waters. And he mentioned that, and that does kind of make sense to me.
It definitely makes sense. And the problem is with everything... the way that it is structured right now, you, as a child, you graduate high school, you turn 18, you either get a job and get out in the world, or you go to college, whatever path you decide to take. To change the age of being a legal adult to 21 would require like overhauling the entire system. And it's just not possible in 2020. To me, if you're if you're 18 years old, you're out of the house. The government considers you adult enough to pay fucking taxes. Let's go that route. You're enough of a goddamn adult to pay the United States taxes, but we're not going to let you smoke till you turn 21. No, fuck that. And you know what? I don't care what you want to smoke, whether it's cigarettes, vape, cigars. I'm not condoning the earlier two. But if you're 18, you're old enough to fucking decide for yourself.
So during the Vietnam War, they changed the age to 18. And then it was ratified, I think it was the 26th Amendment in 1971. So basically, because when you go through school, you're graduating high school typically at around 17, 18. That's just the age you are by the time you graduate. So you can't increase everything to 21 because that's 3 years of a child not being able to
do anything.
You graduate high school and you just wait around to be able to be old enough to join college. Like, it would just be a delay in a life for no reason. So it's going to kind of tie into a little bit of what I was going to with, you know, my segment later on, but it's just, old enough to pay taxes, old enough to join a war, old enough for all these things. There should be no federal blanket answer to this. I think it should be up to, for all I give a shit, the county. Okay. I mean, it should be something where if you think your people in your county or your city should be 21, that's about as far to me as government level should go to decide. And you should give the majority of people enough power to decide for themselves, where they don't have to move to another country to enjoy said freedom, rather than just moving, you know, to a county over, or shit, even a state over, if it really, really, really bothers you, you know. There should be no federal law for this of any kind. 18's the adult, you're out of high school, it makes sense chronologically in a human being. This doesn't make sense to me.
No, not at all. I think it's some of the stupider bullshit this country's done in a long time. And like I said, I'm not telling kids to go out there and smoke cigarettes or vape or whatever, but you're old enough to make that decision for yourself.
I think that's a misconception, now that you bring that up, where people think, oh, here's cigar smoke. All we do is just proliferate to try to get as many people. You have to understand, we don't want people to just go out and smoke cigars just to do it. It should be something you want to do. I chose to smoke cigars because I enjoyed it. And the majority of time I smoke cigars is not to impress friends or even in front of friends. I usually smoke by myself because I enjoy smoking them. I enjoy the culture. I enjoy, you know, the process of it all. So I do it myself, but you shouldn't just, it's the new kick and the new fad. And, everybody should just go start smoke. Don't just start smoking cigars just for the fuck of it. You should do it because it's something you want to do. It's just something you desire to do.
Yeah,
it's more enjoyable that way.
Do it because you hear us talking about the lifestyle and why we like it and the friends that we've made.
And you should thoroughly enjoy it for yourself. You should enjoy it for yourself, not because somebody told you to. If you don't like the smell of cigars and want to be around it, don't do it. You know, it's not, at this day and age, you don't have to be peer pressured to do hardly shit. If you don't want to smoke cigars, don't. But if you do, and you're until recently, if you were 18 or now 21, and you like, look, I like the lifestyle of it. I like the fact that you sit and relax. I like, you know, join clubs or whatever it is you like about it. Do it for yourself. There's no point in doing it to try to show off to people. One, you're going to look like an idiot, and two, it's just not going to be fun. So get into, I think for your personal reasons.
Yeah, definitely. And really this whole quasi-political talk leads into your What's Grinding My Gears segment tonight. So I'm going to kind of let you kick it in from here.
Okay. Oh, all right. So this is one piece of this segment is one piece of this, of the entire argument. This is not everything of the thought. It's just part of it. It's kind of a something that I've noticed. So if you want to know what really grinds my gears, well, I'm going to tell you. It's hypocrisy. Okay. So this past couple of weeks, I was doing a little bit of research and I found some interesting, although not yet surprising, similarities, if you will. I was browsing Half Wheels website, halfwheel.com, and just I use them just to check in on the latest, you know, news, legislation of who is banning what freedom from which population this time, you know. Now I'm not one to muckrake politics because I don't want to turn this into a political debate on our podcast. What I am going to do is present you with some evidence and let you listeners decide on what's right for you and what you think. So the fact is, since this past September of last year, there's been at least 34 states that either have or have cities that have banned flavored tobacco products, banned smoking of any kind, and now with the new omnibus bill, the federal age is 21 to buy tobacco products. But what it is, of these states, I've chosen a few of them. The ones that had stronger representation of banning smoking and flavored tobacco products, things of that nature. Now, every state is allowed two senators, but the members of the House of Representatives can vary depending on the population of each state. So, for example, California will have more members of the House than Connecticut. Okay. So I'm going to go down and just list a few of them on the senators for each state and the House of Representatives for each state. So California, two senators, both are Democrat. All right. California House of Representatives has 53 members, 45 of which are Democrat. Okay. Colorado, it's two senators, one Democrat, one Republican. Of the seven members of the House, they have four Democrats. Okay. Minnesota has two senators, both are Democrat. They have eight members of the House, five are Democrat. Maryland, two Democratic senators. Seven members of the House, six are Democrat. Pennsylvania senators, one Democrat, one Republican. Of the 18 members of the House, nine are Democrat. New York, not surprisingly, two Democratic senators. 27 members of the House, 21 are Democrat. In Connecticut, both senators and all five members of the House are Democrat. New Hampshire, two Democratic senators, two members of the House, both are Democrat. Now, there are others listed on here, but what does all this mean? I think you can see a pattern, okay? I'm not going to draw conclusions. These are just facts. So all I see are just, it's a coincidental pattern between stricter smoking laws and the political party members most involved with this legislation. Now, with the exception that our president, schmuck, signed the tobacco age increase, is a Republican. So I guess my point is, I hate everyone. I just, it's all bullshit. But all I'm saying is that of the states that showed more stricter smoking laws, there's a larger percentage of Democrats versus Republicans. I'm not saying that's the cause. I'm just saying that's what they have. These are the laws of those states. It's just kind of, it's there. So I think we want to have more personal freedoms to enjoy our premium cigar. Maybe we should vote for leaders who share our common values. And that's what really grinds my gears.
Yes, and I will second the fact that I hate them all.
I hate them all universally, but
don't, you know, give a shit. Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Tea Party, Tea Bag Party, true. Whatever.
Kind of hoping for a mix, if I could see like a half and half, but it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is that those, it just happens to be where those come from. And, you know, because it's all healthy, you should cut smoking because it's healthy, it's healthy, it's healthy. Although in the 60s, they said smoking was healthy. But, you know, then we changed our mind on that.
Yeah, if you notice with so many things, everything from milk to eggs to, you know, whatever, half the time it's healthy, half the time it's not healthy. It just depends on what fucking mood these people wake up in.
Whatever mood they're in. The bottom line is, if you do anything, any particular hobby or passion in excess, here's the thing. So they're going on this whole rant about trying to cut teens to cut vaping and all this stuff. Vaping was developed to help people to quit smoking cigarettes. Now the product that's helping people quit cigarettes is then becoming the addiction because they flavor it with cotton candy or whatever the hell it is that they do. And there's been a confirmed 54 deaths that can be blamed on vaping. Blamed on vaping. Right. It doesn't necessarily mean it just means they can be blamed on it.
It's not the vape manufacturers that are doing this. No company like sets out and says, you know, I'm going to create this. I mean, even cigarette companies, they don't want you to die because they want more of your money.
When I was a kid, the fad was huffing the air conditioning where they cut the lines and the Freon that's in it. Mm-hmm. That was a thing. And we don't cut air conditioning.
No, and with vaping, it's not what these companies are putting in it. It's what people are doing with them after the fact, what they're adding to it. That's what's fucking them up.
I can eat, look, I'm allowed to eat 5 cheeseburgers a day, but I'm going to get the diabetes because it's stupid to do that. That's just being irresponsible.
Arteries are going to clog.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a heart attack at 32.
What I'm saying, it doesn't matter what the vice is. Somebody out there, multiple people are going to mistreat it. There's always enough stupid. There are people who die from vending machines.
Yeah. There are people who die from vending machines. People drink too much alcohol. They get alcohol poisoning. People do too much cocaine. They get a deviated septum and then they die.
I'm telling you, it burns like hell. What I'm saying, yeah, but I mean, there are people who smoke cigars well up until 100. There are people who do drugs. Look at Keith Richards, for fuck's sake. The guy's 160 years old. And he's done more drugs than you and I have ever bought and sold in a hospital visit.
The dude literally pickled himself.
He pickled
over
himself.
The course of his lifetime.
He is mummified. And he will never die, that guy. And he's been doing drugs for longer than you and I have been alive.
Yeah. And, you know, he'll, God knows, probably outlive us both.
He's going to, yeah. So... I think what it is, they're trying to cut down on the vaping, but from what I understood, and there was an article in Halfway about this, it looks like they're being really more lax on the premium cigar because they can't quite come up with a way to, you know, like premium cigars are becoming a low priority for them. Like they're not focusing as heavy.
I saw the same thing, but what it boils down to is, technically, the regulations are still there. This standard equivalence horseshit.
But they can't enforce it because they don't have the rules in place. They don't know what to enforce.
They can't enforce it. They don't even goddamn. They can't fucking explain it.
Of course, nobody knows what the guidelines is. It's like it's getting everybody in a room, getting everyone's attention, and they're not having anything to say.
Yeah, I mean,
but everybody has to stand there and wait for you to talk. But there's no speech.
Certain things in life just come down to math. You know, if you can't explain the fucking math, then it doesn't work.
Because if you think about it, equivalence of report, which nobody knows what it is.
No, nobody knows what it is. They can't explain the math. Math is simple. If you have a 2-inch gut and your woman has a 3-inch gut and you have a 2-inch dick, it ain't going to work out.
That's a hell of an analogy.
It just, you got to be able to explain the fucking math. And the FDA, fuck them, by the way,
yep,
is unable to currently explain the math.
Speaking of that, well, right before I get back to it, Jossam Krull, how cool is that?
Yeah.
He made the cigar called Fuck the FDA. I got to be honest, that's really cool.
I will gladly buy some when they become available.
Do you think it's weird that in our lives we find that a company making a cigar with the band that says fuck the FDA? I mean, do you realize what point we have reached as an industry? I mean, we're becoming childish now.
Yeah, it's like
a temper tantrum.
You know,
very professional.
I'm sure he intended it to be protest like, but yeah, I mean, it's immature. It's what it boils down to.
It's sad that we have to, like, that cigar should have never been developed. There's no reason for that cigar to exist. But the fact that we have to come to the point to get our voices heard, I'm going to sell a product with the words "fuck the FDA" on the band in order to draw attention. And that's really sad that we have to resort to, we might as well just walk up, we might as well just pick it in front of the FDA building with signs that just says "fuck you" on it. Like,
We might as well just walk into the lobby, drop our pants, and take a shit, because it's
that's what I'm going to do.
Of that.
Pinch that political loaf.
Well, you know what? Fuck them. That's all that matters. Fuck them.
But isn't that the weird thing? Like, now the FDA is scrambling to come up with the report that they were told to collect that they don't know what it is. They don't. A substantial equivalence report says that the tobacco has to be made the same after February of 2007 and before. Why would a leaf that's grown in the ground change? What happened in 2007 in February that says the ground on the earth is now completely shifted and the tobacco has completely changed?
One word.
What the?
Witchcraft.
It is witchcraft. How can you say, oh, in February of 2007, the tobacco could be completely different?
Yeah. Some dude went out into a field, shit in the field.
Yeah, that was me.
Used his own poo as the fertilizer. Yeah,
right.
And it was different.
I know it all boils down to like money, but now the FDA is under pressure by the government to come up with a way. It's like, listen, you have to get these reports, but they don't know what it is.
We need an ingredients list. We need to know what's in the cigar. What's
leaves?
What's in there? But like, what's
you
in
know
the
what
leaves?
They should do? You know what they should do? They should come up with a genetic blueprint of the, and when they call that a tobacco leaf, except it's a leaf of like a kudzu, like some sort of weed.
You know,
I want you to say this is the genetic makeup of what's being sold, and then when they say, "Oh, that's tobacco," you say, "Oh, actually, that was just kudzu," because you're too stupid to know the difference.
You know what they should really do? Go fuck themselves.
Go fuck themselves.
Good night, everybody. I'm here all week.
Next week.
Oh God. Fucking, I don't know. Between the FDA and the 21 thing, I'm just
I've had a dream for over a decade to try to own my own cigar shop. I'm working like hell. Well, no, I'm not. I'm being very lazy about it. But I'm dreaming of doing that, but now I'm not sure they may not fucking exist in 10 years. For all I know,
it's going to be,
they're banning it from the internet. They're trying to shut down the entire cigar market online. The whole thing. What the fuck has gotten into you?
Honestly,
what the hell's wrong with you?
Internet wise, they'll never get rid of it. There'll be a,
well, they're shutting down Brian Glenn.
Well, I mean,
their Patreon shut them down too.
Yeah, it's...
I got to cancel my subscription with him, by the way. I was paying him $6 a month to be part of his program just to support the guy. And now Patreon shut him down, so I don't know where...
Yeah, Patreon, YouTube, they're all on this anti-tobacco. Oh, tobacco's bad. We got to protect the children. Fuck the children, not literally,
figuratively. Tobacco has been around longer than YouTube, and it will be around longer after YouTube because it's a plant.
There's an interesting video, and I'll try to find it, of a Native American gentleman who is rolling a cigar and talking about all the medical benefits of the tobacco leaves that the Indians used it for. And
yep, that's true.
I've got to find it again, and we'll tweet it out. But it just goes to show you
headaches, nausea. It was the nicotine buzz that was given that they were feeling.
Yeah, and it just goes to show you how much propaganda and misinformation is in the news and in the magazines and in the newspapers. It's all a rhetoric. They did the same thing many, many moons ago to get marijuana classified as illegal. You know, hemp was a very cheap and useful product, and it was killing the paper industry at the time.
Yep. And it was going to cost the timber companies a lot of money.
So they do what they always do. They create their own narrative and they make it illegal and they fuck everybody. It's happened countless times through history and it's bullshit, but it's the world in which we live.
Have I read to you, I wrote this as one of the misconceptions on one of my blogs, but the healthcare benefits of using tobacco leaves to save money on current prescription drugs?
No, I'll have to look at that one, but no, I don't think.
If you go to the blog and you go down top five misconceptions, it's misconception number 4, which is tobacco is completely unhealthy and there are absolutely no benefits to perpetuate the habit. So it actually goes through, and it was an article written in Cigar Magazine in 2008 by Tommy Z-Man. Tommy Zarzewski wrote this, which at the time when I read that, didn't know who Tommy was until I saw him up on Famous Smoke. But he actually wrote this clip, this article. And it's very interesting because it could save tons, millions of dollars, potentially, by using tobacco leaves to modify things like insulin, drugs that fight cervical cancer, because you can simulate that type of drug naturally and it reduces the cost of the dose. But then pharmaceutical companies would lose tons of money because they would have to charge a lot less. So it is all about the money, but the research is still there.
Definitely. It's not, the tobacco is not the problem. The fact over the years is that the tobacco has been bastardized mostly by the cigarette industry, and they've turned it into something that is unhealthy. The original premise of tobacco is perfectly fine.
Tobacco is not the problem. It's not the problem. It's just not the problem. Tobacco doesn't do anything. Just like guns don't do anything. Guns don't do anything unless somebody picks it up and does something with it. Tobacco does nothing unless you cultivate it and roll it and smoke it yourself. And you have to make all of these decisions very carefully. And you have to pay for it.
True.
And so, you know, to blame premium tobacco because 54 schmucks died from what they can blame as vaping, it's like if your neighbor was arrested for robbing a store and they shut down everybody in the entire street. Nobody else did anything wrong, but we're all being caught in the crossfire because some schmuck did something stupid. And now all of us have to get punished. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. They don't know or want to know the differences and want to separate where premium cigars is a completely separate entity. And they're like, oh, if you generate smoke out of your mouth, either from vaping or cigars or Chinese food, we're going to shut it all down completely. Like, that is such a DEFCON 4 answer for something that's not our fault. We're all being blamed for this for no reason. And now it's so complicated. The very people who are trying to enforce this blanket don't know how to do that because they don't know how. And we're still paying for it.
Yeah. Sum it up, 2 words, fuck them. But you know what? We're still going to go out there and we're still going to enjoy our cigars. And if anybody doesn't like it, they can screw themselves with a rusty pipe. I don't know what else to say. I'm still going to enjoy myself. I'm still going to enjoy my cigars. And, you know, one way or the other, we're going to keep fighting for this thing that we love to do.
I don't think it's going to stop. I mean,
politicians like it or not.
I don't think the cigar industry is going to go away. I think it's just too strong. And I swear to God, if it starts cutting, I'll order them directly from overseas if I have to.
Yeah.
Unlike Cubans, I'll pay the extra money if I have to. But this community is very dedicated to this because it's a freedom that we can live without. We're not going to.
This is the Cigar Tipsters Podcast.